North Korea said Sunday a total of 42 people have died in the country as it began its fourth day under a nationwide lockdown aimed at stopping the impoverished country's first confirmed COVID-19 outbreak. On Thursday, North Korea acknowledged for the first time a COVID-19 outbreak and ordered the lockdowns. State news agency KCNA said the country was taking swift state emergency measures to control the epidemic. A day earlier, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said the spread of COVID-19 had thrust his country into great turmoil and called for an all-out battle to overcome the outbreak. Afghanistan's ruling Taliban unveiled their first annual budget Saturday. Officials said it will be fully funded by domestic revenues. It faces a fiscal deficit of nearly $500 million. Deputy Prime Minister Abdul Salam Hanafi told a news conference in Kabul that his interim government foresees spending about $2.6 billion this financial year. He said Afghanistan expects to make about $2.1 billion in domestic revenue. He didn't explain how Kabul plans to bridge the gap between proposed spending and expected revenues. A federal judge in the United States has blocked part of an Alabama law banning anyone from giving transgender minors gender-affirming medication. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The law took effect May 8th, making it a felony punishable by up to 10 years in prison to prescribe or administer gender-affirming puberty blockers and hormones to transgender minors to help affirm their new gender identity. Parents with transgender children and the Justice Department have challenged the law as unconstitutional. The judge issued a preliminary injunction stopping the state from enforcing the medication ban while that challenge goes forward. He left in place other parts of the law banning gender-affirming surgeries and requiring school officials to tell parents if a minor discloses their transgender. I'm Ben Thomas.